I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hurricane Matthew's devastation is so bad in Haiti that it's visible from space. Edouard Lesegue of Compassion International says their ministry was hit hard. Priorities? Food security, cleanup, and repairs to partner churches that shelter displaced families. Everybody's been traumatized, but the local church serves as an essential role in spiritual and emotional care of the communities it serves.
Prayer for those people in need and prayer for those people bringing support and for wisdom, and then providing financial resources in order to make possible the relief and the rebuilding and the equipping of those churches and partners that have suffered so much.
And we're getting reacquainted with a familiar face today, Bibles for the World. The Colorado-based ministry strives to be a catalyst for transformation through God's Word. Bibles for the World's John Podaiti says they're building off of a legacy that includes evangelism and church planting in the indigenous church of South Asia.
I'd like our listeners to know that God has started writing His incredible story on our lives, starting with our tribe, which were headhunters when the gospel came. We were one of those unreached people groups. But within a generation, as the gospel spread across our people, it captivated our people, and it continues to move out from tribe to tribe, people group to people group, and now across the world through this ministry.
You can learn more about Bibles for the World's story, as well as how to get involved through details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Podaiti. Sometimes we just need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy by clicking on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.